Because if you know, because by then they had already made a prototype. Now, I come tonight. We get down on the thing that you ought to know something about. Where you are in the control of Yahweh and to his purpose and plan in the age. Now, the reason for me talking like that is this. First of all, you don't hear in Roman Catholicism and Protestantism and Judaism, you do not hear about the dispensation of the ages. There's no hand of the sun for you to understand the purpose of Yahweh without a profound knowledge of the dispensation of the ages. You don't know anything at all about it. And there's another important thing, too, that Ambassador Cottage has just right recently learned, after the accumulation of many millions of dollars and deceiving many millions of people all over the world. They did not know, and for the most part, Christendom does not know tonight, this night, that Yahshua, the Messiah, was back here with Moses. They don't know that. Now, before we go any further, we want to stop right now and let you find out about that. They're not going to read a whole lot of scriptures about it, or they ought to be speaking. The 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now that's where they went to let you know that Yahshua, because I'm talking about Ambassador Carter, went to let you know that Yahshua the Messiah was back. Now they've been reading it all these many years, just like they have all the rest of the scriptures, and yet and still, they had no knowledge of it. All right, read that in the 10th chapter, begin with the first verse.
Moreover, brethren.
Now there's some more on top of this. See? Moreover. Now, moreover is a conjunction. And that's something else we need to know something about, too. Now, this Bible was not originally written in chapters and verses. And oftentimes, the subject in the paper is divided by a chapter and a verse. As is the case where you're reading that here now. Now, you'd have to probably go back up in the next chapter to find out what precedes that John this thought too, moreover, brethren. Moreover, brethren.
I would not that you should be ignorant.
Now, Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. See? Now, look, let's face it, though. He said, now, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. I was sitting in Springfield, Ohio. Dr. Hobbs called me on the phone. I was at one of the president's house there. And he said, have you got your channel so-and-so on the TV? I said, yes, we got him. He had John Armstrong speaking there. And this is what he said. He said that his father did not know many things his father didn't know, and neither did he. For example, then he talked about the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that Yahshua the Messiah was back there with the children of Israel, with Moses. They didn't know that. Now, old man Armstrong, Herbert Armstrong, claims to be the man that Yahweh has sent, or God has sent in the world, see, in this last day, to straighten the people out, to prepare them for the establishment and setting up of the kingdom of Yahweh on earth. And he didn't know that. Now that's bad. Very bad. Now, I don't want you to think now that he's the only one in Christendom they don't know. So that would be a bad error to let them know no evil. Now, read on, Dr. Harris.
Moreover, Brother Ing, I would not that you should be ignorant.
Now, he said he didn't want them to be ignorant of that. That you have to write them aside. That later come through the loins of the woman. Born of the woman. That he was back there with Moses. That's something to think about. And I'd like to tell you this while we're on that story. He was the one that informed Moses and the prophets that he would be through the loins of the woman. He was the one that informed them. That's where they got their information from. Now, if you insist, I'll read. All right, we don't got this thing.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud.
Now, how all of our fathers were under the cloud. All right.
And all passed through the sea.
And all passed through the sea.
And were all baptized unto Moses.
And were all baptized unto Moses.
In the cloud and in the sea.
In the cloud and in the sea.
And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
For they drank of that spiritual rock.
For they drank of that spiritual rock.
That went with them.
Now, hold it right there. And look at your King James Version. Let me read it.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
Mm-hmm.
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Right.
Right. See? They're downright stupid. And what we might say, a direct contradiction. See? Even to common sense. See? Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Now, when Yahshua the Messiah come along, did he say to the disciples, let me follow you?
No.
It says that in the King James Version, that rock that followed them. Now, what do you think he looked like going along behind them? He's the savior of the world, and he's going along to follow them. Now, if you didn't know somehow what it was all about, you couldn't pick up them kind of
things. That's right.
Mistranslation in this book. You follow?
Yes.
All right, now, for they all ate and drank of that rock that went with them. Read on.
And that rock was the Messiah.
Now, and that rock was Peter.
No.
Now, why did you bring that up? Just show you how you've been deceived all your life. Stumbling and blowing around. See? Now, the 16th chapter of Matthew, the 18th verse.
I say also unto thee.
And I say also unto thee.
That thou art Peter.
That thou art Peter.
And upon this rock.
And upon this rock.
I will build my church.
Now, the Roman Catholic Church says that he was talking about he's going to build a church on Peter. And they refer to that right there. Just like it reads. Now, he doesn't say anything about him building a church on Peter there. See? You can read, can't you?
Yeah.
Repeat what you just said. Let's get the sense out of it and see if it says that.
And I say also unto thee.
And I say also unto thee.
That thou art Peter.
That thou art Peter.
And upon this rock.
And upon this rock. Not that rock.
Right.
But upon this rock. What rock? That rock that went with him back there. See? Now here's what I'm talking about. You see, if he was back there, and that's the congregation of the church, back there, mm-hmm. You understand? He can't build no church on Peter.
Right.
How about that? But he can't build one on himself. How about that? See? And another thing he said, too, he said, from this rock out of here. He didn't say this to somebody else.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Now, we got preachers running all around all over the world talking about building churches. And another thing, too, while we're on that store, let's look at it from this, as it is now. Let's look at it as it is. Now, the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles says this, that Yahweh does not dwell in temples made by hands. And all of you know that the Roman Catholic Church, the Protestant churches, see, you know that as well as I do. See, they claim to have a building down on the corner somewhere, and it's called such and such a church, But now Yahweh just simply doesn't dwell in a building made by hands. Well, now, if he doesn't dwell in a building made by hands, now here comes Jehovah's Witnesses. See, well, what does he dwell in? Know ye not that your body, 6th chapter, 1 Corinthians, in the 19th verse, don't you know that your body is the temple? So read it, Jamie.
What? Know ye not?
What? Know ye not?
That your body is the temple of
that
the Holy
your
Spirit.
Body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Which is in you.
What? Now, wait just a minute. Now, here's the Holy Spirit that's running around talking about. The Holy Spirit is not in any man. See? You see? And he's not in no building, and he's not in no man. Now, where the hell is he? Now, I said that way. So I could attract your attention to this.
All right.
Yahweh is in hell, and he's in heaven, and he's in everything. Ever.
Okay.
Yes. Sir. Yes. Sir. Okay. That's right. Nowhere to speak from the presence of Yahweh. Is that right?
Right.
The whole universe in its totality is embodied in Yahweh and controlled with unerring accuracy and infallibility with universal spirit law. And I tell you about that. You see that, man? Now, that's the way it is, folks. Now, pretty soon I'll tell you my reason for choosing this writing by epistle. I'll tell you my reason for it. All right. Now, did you read that?
I think
so. All right, finish it.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of
now,
the Holy Spirit?
Now, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Oh, you know.
Don't you know that,
Paul, to ask you a question? Don't you know that? Then if you know that, then why would you let somebody tell you there's a building down the street there? Mm-hmm. You follow?
Okay.
Now, I'm giving you what's in the book.
All right.
All right. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Read on.
Which is in you.
Which is in you. The Holy Spirit, which is in you. They say it's not in you. And then you start to read about it and you can't detect that. That's a mess. And they're going out in there thousands upon top of thousands of people. And I just worry you to death, ringing out, knocking on your door. Yes. Little old piece of paper, wait for me. And then enlightenment and all those kind of things. Is that right? See? Now, the time is critical. It's very, very critical. See, and it's been as critical as it is. It would pay you to pay attention to what he said. Now, I told you the other night that it was your indispensable duty to come to school. See, and then when you come to school, see, then you sit there and you try to learn. See? Now I'm on your side, I'm not against you. See? It's my job to tell you the truth. See? Now, by my way of presentation, See, I'll admit that I'm rude. Being rough about it. I don't like it. For your sake. Let's say this, though. I do know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to worry around about trying to prove my ministry.
Right.
Ain't nobody on earth done any greater thing than I do.
Right.
And I haven't done nothing.
Oh, right.
The Holy Spirit through this body. And nobody on earth. Living all day. You get a hit for that pretty soon. Dr. Groton, Dr. Harrison has been writing a little something about it. Then we got records to prove. See, that's the reason why I just come right on out and say what I want to say. Then people get offended and they go away and say, well, I'm going. I ain't coming back no more. Say, well, I ain't going to compromise on your account. I'm going to say what I want to say. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You see what I mean? And if you get up and go on away, then you won't ever come back. Don't you think you're gone?
All right.
There you go. No, indeed. Isn't this thing that you just a square in the church?
Yeah.
Tell you the same thing? 2 Thessalonians
2:7.
Okay. And I want to show you how an old man knows to look when he says, let me get something. And what are you going to do about this? They won't be like this class of holding their head now. All right.
And for you, 2 Thessalonians
2:7. Yes, that's right.
2 Thessalonians, 1 chapter, 7 verse.
And to you who are troubled. Now listen. You have been having all your problems, not in these churches. Don't know which way to go, and all confused about it. See that now? To you who are troubled. What?
Rest with us.
Have a seat. Take a seat. See? Let your temperature go down. See, that's what you'll have. You'll have a high temperature. It'll take none of me. It's warm in the car. You just get the smoking going. You understand? Because I'm going to say things that's going to make you sore. So you just expect. Fuck. And you're going to get mad about it, too. I've had some of my very best friends, some of them sitting there looking me in the face now, have cursed me out. And I've received just as great a blessing as I have cursing from. And they wouldn't be here tonight if they hadn't seen and understood it. And they're grateful for it. But I can't compromise. And I'll tell you something else I wish you would do. And it'll help you if you do it. Get Time Magazine, Newsweek, Life Magazine, or Reader's Digest, or some of those books, and look at the religious page and read it. And you'll find out what's going on, more about what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming around to the name Yahweh. Yeah. They're slowly coming around. To the name, Yahweh. And in the meantime, they have got embarrassed now. There's so many sects in common. And all of them are saying that they're right, you understand? And then they read in the Bible about all these divisions, you see? And so now what they're trying to do is to reunite some of them, see? Trying to get some of them united, you see? So it won't look so bad. And then there's some Mayan Moon, that just recently come over here, he says you're going to have a second chance. I wouldn't take no chance on that. I wouldn't advise you. All right,
and you are troubled.
Now, you are troubled. See, you've been having problems down there in your church, and with your pastor and all this different kind of thing. Yeah, but you who are troubled, rest with us.
When Yahshua the Messiah shall be revealed.
When Yahshua the Messiah shall be revealed. From the
with his mighty angel.
With his mighty angel.
in flaming fire.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, sir.
Oh,
yeah. See? You're going to have a second chance. There's no life you can't read about. See? With a flaming thing.
Take it.
Yeah, now, all right, read on that.
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them.
Taking vengeance on them.
That know not Yahweh.
Yeah, now, do you see why we have that first day read in this book?
Okay.
All right. David, would you mind reading the first day?
To help you find and know Yahweh as He really is and actually exists.
Now, see that
there?
Now, that's what our problem is to help you find and to know Yahweh. As He really is, and as He actually is. Now, there's some more to that. See? Now, you just can't run around and read scriptures around in the Bible and all and understand the Bible. That's not the way to go about it.
Right.
But people are quoting scriptures and reading the Bibles, and they think that that's sufficient, you see. And they say, that man surely has a good knowledge of the scriptures. He surely is a smart man. He don't know. Girls, that ain't no good. What you have to do, listen, have to be able to put this person together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? And Yahweh is, see, you who are troubled, rest with us. This is the apostle talking to the king. And telling the back then in the early ages, as they called it, Christian era. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
No such thing as Christian area.
Right.
But his name was not Christ. But whence the derivative Christian? See? Your father? Now when you learn that, see? Somebody said, well, I've been doing this so long, I'm just going to keep right on, but you just go right on to the next. Listen, folks. All you folks that are here tonight, this is your last night. If you're new here, and this is your first time here, now listen, pay attention to what I'm saying. This is your last night that you can be saved in Jesus Christ.
All right.
After tonight, no more salvation. Your last night. Believe it or not, that's the way it is. Somebody said, well, I ain't know about that. I'm going to burn all in now. Yeah, on to the next. That's right. You better do some looking around. You who are troubled, rest with us. See,
when Joshua the Messiah shall be revealed from heaven.
See, when Joshua the Messiah shall be revealed from heaven.
With his mighty angel.
With his mighty angel.
In flaming fire.
In flaming fire.
Taking vengeance on them.
Taking vengeance on them.
That know not Yahweh.
On them that know not Yahweh. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Now it is not going to be. No, coming in and begging you and saying, now why don't you get right with me and follow me and all. Don't take flaming vengeance on you. Your pastor and you too. The blind leading the blind, that's what's going to happen.
That's right.
See? All
right. And they that obey not the glad tidings of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah.
And they that obey not the glad tidings of the Messiah.
Right.
Of Yahshua the Messiah. Now you either obey or you'll still be lost.
Right.
Now that's all the facts. All right. See? Now you should get that learned. You have to obey. Now, there's some important things here. They got every time you come, they tell you about these things, Yahweh, you know it, Yahshua. And you should understand. We've made little changes in our aims there. You picked it up a little better, you hadn't gone fresh yet. It is to help you find and to know Yahweh, our Elohim. Now, the reason why we say it that way is because Yahweh Deuteronomy 6:4. Yahweh, our Elohim,
is. Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Hear. Now you have to hear. You see what I'm talking about? Now, somebody must, I heard, but I don't believe that stuff. I'm going on just the same. The way I've been doing. All my people died in that church over there, and they all went to hell. I decided to go back to the cemetery and look around and see. I'll assure you that that's where you find the graves are. It hasn't been molested since. It hasn't nobody broke through there. All right, since that's there.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh, our Elohim.
Yahweh, our Elohim.
Is Yahweh a unity?
Is Yahweh a unity? Now listen, now. This is what this means. See? There's the most holy place, the holy place, and the court around about. It says, simple plain, 1, 2, 3. See? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That's all it is, folks. One fellow made the expression, said, now, look, I don't want to know about that. There's that idiot down there talking about 1, 2, 3. You said if they're looking me in the face, right? I feel that. Now, he turned out to slob me around about what about this. And all those things. And he found out that... And we had agreement, I might as well tell you about it, which is such a crap. He promised that if he defeated me as the dean of this crew, see, why then we would go and take all of our folks and go join such a fight. And if I did him a licking, why then he would come over here and bring all of their folks over here to the green. And we'd be okay, yes. Yeah. How long ago has that been, Dr.
Williams?
12 years. Well, he's been over here 12 years. But the rest of them were coming. And we had a debate with the others, and we had one here not too long ago. Dr. Harris had told him, Dean White, I believe, was debating about what it had been. And we have told you many times, see, we've said many times that water baptism was not for the Gentiles. As an ordinance in Yahweh. That's not in your book. Not in your Bible. You can't read it out of it. Not in it. I know every passage is in it, so I'm telling you now, you can't read it out of there. If anybody in this building thinks they can't get up and read it. Don't want just one verse. How's that? Okay. Now, we had tonight the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And we want to get back in the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. It speaks about the day of Yahweh coming as a thief in the night. We had a man come here and he talked about them coming. Oh my Lord. He talked about the day of the Lord coming in. Then the night. The day of the Lord coming in. Now wouldn't that be? The day of the Lord coming in the night.
The day of the night.
And he had a couple of brethren with him, and they said that he knew more about the coming of the day of the Lord, and Anybody that say everything. Now, this is the day of the Lord. They'll come as a thief in the night. Now, in that, it speaks about when they say peace and safety,
yeah,
then there'll come sudden destruction. First, I want to say something about what the day of the Lord is, or the day of Yahweh is. And there's been some awful blunders made about that. Today, you know. The day of Yahweh is a day that doesn't have no start and no finish, no beginning and no end. It is eternity itself. Now listen, folks. If I would go to dig down into this like I ought to, so I couldn't finish it tonight. I know that I can't. It's too long to give you a profound understanding of it. I just couldn't finish it tonight. But we will work on it some. As I come as a thief in the night. And then about when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Now we have campaigns going all over, some crusades going all over the world. They call themselves preaching the gospel to all the world. The gospel of the kingdom. And then Jehovah's Witnesses and the majority of the Christian world. Now pay attention to what I'm telling you now. Because what I'm saying is deep in the spirit. See? And it'll almost have to be revealed to you. Just words is inadequate and insufficient. First, get down in Genesis there. We have the creation. Now this, the creation itself did not take place in the realm of time. It took place in the realm of eternity. That day has had no start and it hasn't had no end. That is the day of Yahweh. That is the day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man which he hath ordained. That is the day. Now look in Genesis there, and just pay attention now. And notice, I don't have time to run it all about. See? And he gives you, from the first chapter of Genesis, he gives you the rundown of those 6 days of his creation. Now, almost all of Christendom, you can't find no books. See? You just can't find them. That's able to get into the realm of eternity and bring this creation out so that you can understand. Now that's where the error takes place. See? Now that day has had no beginning. It has had no end. Read about that day, Doc.
Second chapter of Genesis, first verse.
Second chapter of Genesis, in this.
After the Holy Day Bible, and chapter 2 and verse 4, I believe, in the King James Version. These are the origins of the heavens and of the earth when they were created.
Now listen, these are the origins. This is the origination of the heavens and the earth.
When they were created.
When they were created.
In these days.
Now, these is an adjective.
See?
And it points to a definite day. Now look. Read it again.
These are the origins.
These are the origins.
Of the heavens.
Of the heavens.
and of the earth,
and of the earth,
when they were created,
when they were created,
in the day.
Now you see, all of it took place in that day.
Right.
Okay. What was that day? Now, back there in the first chapter of Genesis, you see, you have each day in logical sequence. I'm telling you what happened on each day. Because we have it up here. Now, I just got through telling you that the creation did not take place. See? In the realm of time. But it did take place in D.D. See? And that's what your book says. That's why so many scientists cannot agree with the mermaid's account of the creation. They can't figure it out. See? Now, since they can't figure it out, see, well, then you've got evolution and everything else all in place. But then this day, or the realm of eternity, which is, means there's no time span there at all. You understand? He says that eternity it's not time. You understand? It's without time. It's eternal. It has no beginning. It has no end. The creation took place within that. See? Now let me explain. Let me show it. Now Moses is up here. You see the Mount Sinai. See, you see Egypt here. You see all this. Now Moses is up here. Now look, Moses is way down. See? And there wasn't anyone back there with Yahweh. So far as a created creature is concerned, there was no heaven, there was no earth. In chapter Proverbs, the 22nd verse.
Right.
There was no heaven, and there was no earth. Back there. There wasn't, I can't say a time. See, but in the realm of eternity, there was no heaven and no earth.
Okay.
Now listen, but the substance from which it was made out of was left.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Now, what was that? That was true. Read. Yes. Now, I want to let you know what I'm driving at so you won't get lost, see. I'm trying to tell you about the day of Yahweh coming as a thief in the night. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I'm trying, what you call judgment day.
Right.
See, now that's what, because it ain't that.
Yeah.
It ain't that way.
No.
See, you're already in the judgment, and that's been going on for the longest.
Right.
Yes. That's right. See? And now, if you want me to read, I will read that. See? But now you pay attention. You see, you pay attention. This hard work of his in doing what I'm trying to do. And I wouldn't know a thing about it if y'all hadn't revealed it. Ain't nobody never had sex enough to tell you out. Now, sir, sorry, mind, just don't penetrate the spiritual realm like that. And this is what makes it so great. All right, read.
Proverbs 8:22.
Yahweh possessed me.
In the beginning of his way.
Hold it right there. John 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be right back. Well, yeah, I've been waiting so much. Yes, indeed. Now remember, see, we want to find out. But Yahweh has appointed a day, that's the act of apostasy, when he shall judge the world by that man whom he hath ordained. And in the meantime, you read about him coming as a thief in the night, the day of the Lord is the day of Yahweh. Is that right? Now, we're trying to tell you something about what that is.
Okay.
And then when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Now, it's like all that. All right.
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word.
Now, in the beginning, was the Word.
And the Word was with Yahweh.
And the Word was with Yahweh.
And the Word was Yahweh.
And the Word was Yahweh.
The same was in the beginning with Yahweh.
The same was in the beginning with Yahweh.
All things were made by Him.
Now just hold that back, bring that up. Just look at it. Just look at it. Now look, do you recall or have you forgotten that I told you that Ambassador Thomas didn't know and they read the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians? And I also told you that it was Joshua, the Messiah himself, that told Moses that he was coming through the loins of the woman. You see that? Now I'm telling you that he was captured. Huh? Did you find him? Well, we're talking about it the day of Yahweh. And we're talking about it sneaking up on you as a thief in the night. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about the night coming. We're talking about the day coming as a thief in the night. Is that right? Now, see, he doesn't go around knock on your door and say, well, I'll be here at 12 o'clock tonight.
You can have them before we eat them right now. He's going to do nothing nice.
You see, what you did, doesn't he? See? So now, you see, now, y'all, this day of God, we'll call that the peace in the night. See, now he was in the beginning. Now, just in the beginning was what? Was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh in the beginning now. See? Is that right?
Aye.
Now skip on down to the 14th verse of the first chapter.
No. And the Word was made flesh.
Now don't you see? And the Word was made flesh. See?
All right. And dwelt among us.
And dwelt among us.
And we beheld
and
His glory.
We beheld His glory.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Full of grace and truth.
Full of grace and truth. Jesus. I proceeded and come forth from the Father. And I am going back to the Father. He didn't say it to them, did he? You follow? Now, I don't have the time. But I could. We'll tie it. Tie it real good. Are you all with me? Now we got, I want to tell you what we got. We got this one they call him Jesus. Christ who is Joshua. See? And Elohim. And Yahweh. All back here together.
And the
rim of eternity. And the unity.
And the eternal day.
See, now that's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
See? Well, the average person, they just see Jesus as coming born of the Virgin Mary, and that's true, as they think he started in. That's wrong. See? It's as wrong as it can be. Now, Colossians 1:14-15. Well, look, folks. Pay attention. I've said many times on this floor, there is no such thing as before Christ. Of course, I'm charged for the fact that the people who are calling Jesus Christ, His real name is Joshua. You follow? See? But there is no such thing as BC.
Right.
Right. The Jews, they don't
don't use no BC. They use AM.
That's right.
Let's start the hunt and try and find something.
Right.
All right. Now, see.
What did he? Who is the image of the
image? What he's talking about here, in which you do with your image, the 13th verse, and that's where the subject begins. Which what we're talking about here is Joshua.
Joshua 1:14.